At this very moment, I am in Yosemite National Park, on the borders of Tuolumne, Mariposa, and Madera counties. I send this message to you pre-recorded yesterday because I couldn't produce this commentary in the wilderness. Change is coming to the USA. The people are sick and tired. The workers are sick and tired. The families are sick and tired, and April is here. Ah, spring. Spring and taxes. We are all getting ready to do our civic duty and sift through our crumpled receipts, fill in all the forms, and pay our taxes. Woe is we. It's stressful to think out of what little we have to pay more into a system that basically chews us up and spits us out. They waste our precious money on war after war and never have any left over for our basic needs, like education, health, and sustainable living. Many who are traditionally employed already have these taxes taken out of their weekly paycheck. If you make a living wage, say $20 an hour, and you work a 40-hour week, that's $3,200 a month before taxes. Say you take about 30% in taxes, that leaves about $2,400 for the month. It's super tight for one person, stressful for two, and I'd say impossible for a family. And how many really make a living wage? Now, let's look at a corporation like Exxon, who in 2009 made a profit of $19 billion, paid no taxes, and got a $156 million refund. Not only did they make a ginormous profit, but they are rewarded a tax rebate because the IRS thinks $19 billion plus government subsidies in the millions is not enough. Exxon is responsible for environmental disasters, and they refused to pay the remaining $4.5 billion for the Exxon Valdez spill oh so many years ago. Exxon tops the list of the worst corporate tax avoiders. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was kind enough to put together a list of the 10 most offensive corporations evading their taxes. You know who they are by now. GE, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, the ones that rape and pillage the world and its inhabitants and were bailed out by us, the taxpayers, to the tune of $800 billion. Because without that bold move, they gave us dire warning that the entire U.S. economy would have crashed. We haven't been the same since. And the reason the depression lingers on, according to some on the far right, is because of the collective bargaining rights and benefits for the teachers, firefighters, police officers, nurses, plumbers, service employees, garbage collectors, dock workers, electricians, and truck drivers. Wall Street stole our money, hedged their bets, lost it somewhere. We still don't know where our savings, investments, and pension funds went to, but no one feels the need to explain it. Well, no one except Michael Moore in his film Capitalism, A Love Story. It's pornography, really. Now, fronted by the new Republican assemblies and governors is the addition of insult to injury by stripping the working class of civil rights to collective bargaining. Governors are telling these folks to take pay cuts, pay more for healthcare, and shut the hell up while the federal government continues to subsidize, reimburse, and continue tax cuts for the rich and infamous, who frankly do not feel any of the pain of this economically treacherous era we are shackled to. The uprisings in Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan in the face of such hubris and arrogance is exciting. I say bravo! What a thrill it would be to see President Obama show up to one of these states and speak to the history, value, bravery, and courage and necessity of the American workers. This was the middle class, but now they're hanging like a Chad. The middle class, the one he's always going on about. Yeah, his pet. I know he's never talked about the poor, and while paying lip service to the middle class, otherwise known as the working class, they are tumbling into poverty where we won't have to mention them at all. Imagine if Mr. Obama took the bully pulpit and made proclamation that until American corporations and its multi-billionaires pay their fair share of taxes, we, the American people, are excused. Screw the debt until the richest remember theirs. And while we're at it, how about a general strike? Yeah. If the state governments feel that all these working people are such a burden and so insignificant their portrait should be removed from the halls of Maine's Labor Department, then let's give them a taste of something strong and bitter, or at least call in sick and tired for a week. Oh, America, will you find your will and call in sick and tired and let them empty the bedpans, mop the floors, drive all night, unplug the toilets, make the beds, pick the tomatoes, and put out the fires. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can make a comment at my website, sherryglazer.net.